Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. I'm out at Schwenk Aircraft Company, just outside of Appleton. And with me is John Schwenk, the owner. And John, appreciate the tour of the aerial spray company that you have here.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we started here in Appleton in 1988. I had a background. I grew up in aviation, with agricultural aviation, with my father in Murdoch.
Oh.
And in 88, we came here. And we slowly, you know, built the company up over the years, spraying crops for the local farmers. And as the needs increased from the community, we added aircraft and personnel and equipment. We presently run five turbine aircraft, spraying all the local crops from corn, soybeans, sugar beets, small grains, alfalfa,
mm-hmm.
whatever the needs are. We work closely with some of the ground applicators, like the co-ops, for some of the needs that they'll have. For example, when the crops get too big, nobody wants to drive in and smash them down, or if it's too wet, and timely application. That's one of our fortes.
Mm-hmm. So that's the benefits of aerial spray?
Yeah, okay. One of the biggest benefits is we don't damage the crops. We can put it on in a timely manner, and we don't smash them down, and we don't make ruts in the mud.
Okay, that's right. You don't have any damage that way, right?
That's correct.
All right. John, talk a little bit about how you got involved in this early on.
Well, probably because I have no imagination. I grew up watching my dad do it.
Okay.
I was helping load airplanes and pump gas into the airplanes when I was like 12 years old. And by the time I was a teenager, that pretty much, hooked on aviation. I did some other kind of work in the off season for years. But when the spray season come around, I was always back, flying ag. So that's kind of been my life. There was a 17 years we were also in the aerial firefighting business, which is a spin-off from the ag.
Mm-hmm.
But we sold that a year ago in May so we could concentrate back on the crop spraying.
Okay, sure. What areas do you cover around Appleton, your areas that you have, John?
So we're based in Appleton, but we also fly out of Morris and Madison and Ortonville, mm-hmm. and it allows us to service our customers in a radius of 35-40 miles from Appleton.
Okay. Yeah. We were just in the hangar. You just showed me one of your planes. Tell our listeners a little bit about the technology in a crop duster.
Okay, the modern agricultural aircraft is so much more improved and advanced than what we were running 20 years ago, but it's really no different than all of agriculture. The auto steer and the tractors, we had guidance systems going back to mid-90s, right before they were putting them in tractors. They put them in airplanes because our needs were greater for guidance. We didn't have any other way to do it that was accurate. So when we went to the GPS technology, it improved our application work tremendously in terms of precision. So now the GPS not only does it guide us on a grid pattern to spray the field, it also has flow control hooked up to the speed of the aircraft, and it puts out the gallons per acre is much more accurate as well.
That's amazing. You were showing some of the maps of the aerial views. It's very detailed, isn't it, with the GPS, and it shows exactly where to spray.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
With the modern GPS technology, it can take us directly to the field, and then when we get set up on the field, we'll put what's called the AB line in, and then we'll set up a grid from there. And with sub-meter accuracy, the accuracy is really good. And then the maps, the modern aerial photos available are very detailed. We can see the field boundary and the building sites, and we can actually put the wires that are on the field or and what have you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really changed in years past, huh?
Yeah, years ago they used to draw a handwritten map on a piece of paper and then tell the pilot, well, you can't miss it because there's a white church in the corner, or a white barn or whatever. It's like Now it's so much more efficient, and we get so much more work done nowadays.
But how much fertilizer is in a crop duster when you take off? Or talk about that a little bit.
Okay, so we do some dry work, and a 500-gallon airplane will hold right around 3,000 pounds of urea. But we don't do a lot of that. But in terms of water, 500 gallons, at 5 gallons to the acre is 100 acres. Basically, if you took the airplanes that were built in the 80s, we're doing like two or three times, production than one of those would do it back in that era and that vintage.
You were telling me when the aphids coming up here, a lot of spraying then?
Yeah, historically, in this part of the world, we've had the Asian soybean aphid has been a major pest. And it usually starts right about now, right around the 1st of August, plus or minus a week. And they start with various intensity and then build from there. Since, I think, going back probably to 03 or so, we've pretty much had pretty good amount of spraying on those every year.
Okay.
Some years are very, very busy.
Yep. All right, John, how can people get a hold of you? A website, a phone number, that kind of stuff?
So when we sold our firefighting business, the website went with it. So we're sort of starting over on that aspect.
Okay.
But it's Schwenk Aircraft Company. That was the name of my dad's company starting back in 1954.
Oh, wow.
So we resurrected that name. And Aerospray is no longer. So now we're Schwenk Aircraft. And we had to sell... When we sold that business, the name had to go with it because of the legalities of the contracting work we did. So when those contracts went with the aerial firefighting division, and so we had to resurrect our name only. And the business is here, the same personnel, the same pilots, the same airplane, everything the same with the spraying business. So that created a little confusion for me.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's Schwenk Aircraft Company right now out of Appleton. Okay.
Right. It's the same phone number we've always had all the way back to 88.
Okay.
So it's 289-1601.
Okay. All right. John, I really appreciate the tour that you gave me out here at the Appleton Airport and talk a little bit about your business and thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Yep. And thanks for advertising with us here on Q9Do. Appreciate that too. So
you're welcome.
All right. All right, that's John Schwenk, the owner of Schwenk Aircraft Company here in Appleton.